Specials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, welcome along to another week of the Specials podcast. Every week we look at the X Factor and the Strictly Come Dancing betting in the company of Strictly expert Andy Holding. He'll be giving you his best tips very soon. And reality trader here at William Hill, Rob Dixon, looking at all things X Factor. Love you to get involved as well, of course. You can get in touch with Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. But without further ado, let's kick it off with Andy Holding's thoughts on this week's Strictly Come Dancing betting.
Hello and welcome along to the final edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. It, of course, is the final where the big three, probably the best three we've ever had in this year's final, are locking horns. We've got a short price favourite, who'd been favourite all the way through the show, in the shape of Danny Mack with OT. We've got Louise, who's been coming up on the rails throughout the last 2 or 3 weeks, along with Kevin, who's a perennial finalist. Of course, he's been in the final for 3 years in a row. And can he make it four time? Looking, we've got Ore as well with Joanne, who rather luckily, in my opinion, got the better of Claudia last week in the semi-final. There's no way that Claudia should have gone. She did the best dance of the week in the shape of the quick step, but unfortunately for her, RA very much had the big push from the BBC executives. I think one or two of the panellists were also in on that as well, giving RA such gushing praise that he didn't deserve. It was quite extraordinary, really. And the fact that he got the pimp spot as well meant that RA got the public vote, courtesy of being top of the leaderboard. And unfortunately, the gymnasts went, which leaves us with the three. So let's have a look at the finalists. We're going to have a look at the pros and the cons. Well, Danny Mack, 8 to 11 favourite. The pros are that he's by far and away the best dancer. He's scored the most points accumulatively. And of course, he's got the samba as his main dance that they choose from as well. Of course, he got the 40 for the samba. A lot depends on what the judges pick for him. My estimation is they'll probably go for a ballroom dance, a dance that perhaps he wasn't too good with early on in the show. Then, of course, he's got the great show dance to come. And sure, with Otis' fantastic choreography and Danny's unbelievable dance skills in ballroom and in Latin, he's going to obviously make a big impact on the voting public. So I think Danny's very much a worthy favourite. His cons, well, he's been in the dance-off before, obviously last week, and that obviously could count against him in the sense that people were voting for more popular dancers or the ones that got the biggest push on the night. He's also been perceived to have probably the most dancing background as well. So, like I said, there are pros and cons. Me personally, if it just went down to pure dancing ability, Danny will win this by a landslide. Looking at Louise then and Kevin, well, obviously Kevin needs no second introduction. He's already been in the final 3 times. He's very much the darling of the show, the public sweetheart. And along with Louise, who's probably been along the biggest journey in the show, they make a very formidable opponent for Danny and Oti at 13-8. The pros, well, obviously, we've got Kevin, who's got experience of being in the final before. She's by far and away the most nicest person as well, the most loved you'd expect. And looking at the cons, well, she's probably the least technical of this lot. She probably, I wouldn't say the worst dancer, that's the wrong terminology, but she's the least proficient, let's say. That said, she has got, of course, the Argentine Tango to pull out the bag, which is going to be her main dance. They'll probably give her a Latin number, I'd imagine, just because that's probably the area she's been the most weakest in throughout the competition. And then, of course, she's got the show dance as well, which has very much got a sort of ballroom, a contemporary feel to it as well, looking at the training videos this week. So, all in all, a really formidable opponent to Danny and Oti, and a worthy second favourite. Ore and Joanne, well, they've got probably the biggest dance to call upon going into the final. They've got the Jive, of course, which in week 4 scored the sports presenter a whopping 40 and was perceived to be probably the most eye-catching dance of the whole series. So they've obviously got that up their sleeve. I'd imagine that then they'll go for the judges' pick will go for a ballroom dance just to balance it out and perhaps pick something that he was a little bit weak in early on in the show. The cons, well, he's been in the dance-off before, so obviously somewhere along the way he fell foul of the voting public's pick. And he's just sometimes been a little bit too over gushy and a little bit too emotional, if you like. I think he's almost played the emotional card a little bit too often in my estimation. And of course, he was lucky to get in the final last week as well when he ousted Claudio, and Claudio was by far and away the second or the third best dancer in the show. The other positive is he's got Joanne to call upon as well for the show dance, because Joanne, of course, was the 2013 world champion in the show dance as well. So obviously he's going to benefit greatly from Joanne's superb technique. So at 6-1, it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world if he was to win it. And of course, we've seen the outside of the three going into the contest win it several years in recent times. Of course, Abby Clancy was third favourite going into it 2 years ago, and even Caroline Flack, she was second favourite going into the final. So it can be turned around. But we've got what should be an unbelievable climax to what's been, for me, the best series since its induction many, many years ago. I'm going to stick with Danny. I've stuck with Danny all along. Just hope the voting public go with him, go with the dancing rather than the sort of background of him having a little bit of dancing experience, because basically he's just been head and shoulders above the rest all the way through the competition. And at 8-11, I don't see much wrong with that bet either at the moment. So thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. Hopefully you enjoy the show. Hopefully you make a winning choice and have a few decent bets this weekend. And we'll catch you again next year when we'll do it all over again. It's goodbye from Andy Holding for now.
So, Rob, Sports Personality of the Year 2016. 1-8 shot, Andy Murray. Run us through the prices and tell us where the value is in this market.
I'm not sure whether the value is. I can tell you that Andy Murray is 1-8. 8-1, Alistair Brownlee. 25-1, Laura Trotton, Mo Farah. Also 25-1, Nick Skelton. 33-1, Gareth Bale. 50-1, Jamie Vardy. Into your rags now. 80-1, Max Whitlock. 100-1, Jason Kenny. And then at 200-1, the rest, which include Adam Peaty, Danny Willett, and Kadena Cox. Also, Kate Richardson-Walsh, Nicola Adams, Sarah Story, and Sophie Christiansen.
What about some of these other markets then? Obviously, the outright without Andy Murray and the top three is where everyone's looking, because everyone thinks that Andy Murray's home and host.
If we take in the fact that the 1-8 shot is going to land, who is going to come second and third? So, I mean, Alistair Brownlee's 4-6 betting without Andy. Gareth Bale 11-2. It's been a strong Welsh vote in previous years. They got Lee Halfpenny to come second three, four years ago now. Again, it's a brilliant World Cup for them. So 11-2, Gareth Bale has been popular with us. Laura Trott 6-1, Mo Farah 6-1, and Nick Skelton 6-1. And then Jamie Vardy, who was going back to pre-Euros, he was actually favourite for this market, is now 16-1 for the without. 25-1, Max Whitlock. 50-1, Jason Kenny. And 100-1, the rest.
There's been about a 4 grand and a 6 grand bet on Skelton for this?
Yeah, definitely. It's been the sort of gamble of the show so far. We were 66-1 when the nominations came out early December, and we've just seen that money is the worst. He's actually a far worse result than Andy Murray now. So very rare for me, but I'll probably be cheering on a 1-8 shot to come Sunday night.
And top three finish. Murray's obviously on back.
Yeah, Murray gets the 1-100, and you think Brownlee's going to get it at 2-9. So it is really just trying to find the third, to which Nick Skelton is favourite at 6-4. To get that third spot. Gareth Bale 7-4, Laura Trott also 7-4, Mo Farah 9-4, 6-1 Jamie Vardy, 10-1 Max Whitlock, 20-1 Jason Kenny, and 40s and bigger the rest. Personal view, I'd say, well, I think Andy Murray is home and hosed. I think Brownlee will follow him up. Third spot's interesting. I can still see it being one of the Olympians. It wouldn't surprise me. Even every year I've backed Mo Farah for this and he doesn't do anything. Just one last year.
Oh, no.
One last year. No. I'm going for Mo Farah.
Wow.
Yeah.
9-4.
To finish third. To finish in the top three, at 9-4.
Rob, thank you very much for all your reality chat this year and your work pricing it all up for the wonderful punters. We've got Strictly
I'll
this
be
weekend
back.
As well.
I'll be back next year. I've seen the list.
I'll be back. For this year, have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Can I just say that the next year that The Voice will be back.
Wow.
The first Saturday in January. And Celebrity Big Brother the first Tuesday in January.
Have a great Christmas. I know you'll have most of the Christmas off and you won't be in the office at all, will you?
I am working nights. Oh, New Year, I am working nights. No joy for me for the Christmas fairy.
Workaholic. Have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year, Rob.
Thank you very much.
May all your punters' bets not be landed.
Make a change, wouldn't it?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.